Good afternoon, Exotic Set. This is Brock speaking. How can I help?
Oh, hey, Brock. It's Naomi. How are you going?
Oh, very good, Naomi. How are you?
Good, thank you.
What's
hey, I have a quick question.
Yes.
Dudley's down there, and Dr. Benin's done some x-rays.
Yep.
And when she rang me before, I forgot to ask. I was going to ask, does he need to stay on meloxicam at this stage? And it's probably an answer that she'll have to give to me later after the x-rays.
Mm-hmm.
But she might be gone by the time I get back down there.
Sure. We're still on it. Is he all done now? Is he just recovering? Just waking up. Cool. Yeah, no, Vanessa's still here, so I'll just ask her, and then we can get that information for you after she's had
Yeah, because I'm not too sure what time to get him or anything like that, so...
Okay. I'll have a chat to Vanessa. I'm sure she'll probably give you a call and have a chat to you or something.
Yeah. So I just wanted to find out if I had to keep giving him meloxicam, if that was the best outcome.
I think she wants to talk to you right now, actually.
Oh, okay. Well, that's perfect.
Yeah,
all right, Brock, I'll see you a bit later today.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll see you then. But, yeah, just hold the line. Vanessa's coming.
Yeah. So, okay, great. Ta. Hello.
Hey, well, we found the reason. Like, his left stifle, I don't even know what he's walking on. The arthritis is that bad.
What?
That's his knee.
What's wrong?
His left knee. Left knee.
Yeah.
So left knee, arthritis, both ankles. The hips look good. Spine looks good.
Yes.
So, yeah, they're the reasons.
So his left knee and both his ankles have arthritis.
Yeah. Yes. But I think that maybe the patella could be an issue too. When there's an arthritis like what it looks like on this image, the whole plateau is all fuzzy, like he's worn away the cartilage on the surface that his knee walks on, if you like.
Oh, yeah.
The weight load takes, and it's those shock absorber little...
That's like our knee,
and
the
knee
got the cartilage gone, between the bones.
That's it, yeah. So I think the cartilage is gone because there's definitely arthritis visible there. And if the menisci are gone as well, then it would be quite painful for him.
And the meniscus?
So, yeah, I think
so. Do they have knees like us?
Yes.
Wow. Oh, the poor little chap.
Yes. So let's keep him on some pain relief, shall we?
Holy dooly. So he's like, obviously he's older than what we thought.
Well, I don't know, but... something's happened to his knee at some point, because the right knee's not so bad. The left one is quite bad.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway.
Okay. Anyway, well, at least we found out something.
Yeah.
What's going on.
He's just waking up now, so he'll be right.
Oh, goodness gracious. My boys.
Yeah. I know.
So should I...
have you got enough meloxicam?
I do. I bought one of those big ones.
Good.
Just like 3 or 4 days ago.
Cool.
So he'll have to be on meloxicam day and night?
Yeah, I think so.
And what do you think about his cartrophin?
I think the cartrophin can only help.
Yeah.
But he probably needed pain relief more than the cartrophin to start. Because the cartrophin might hold him in good stead if we keep it up monthly, if he keeps the joint support shoes up as well.
Yes, he does eat those. He's a good boy there.
Yeah.
Okay. And maybe I should make him lose weight.
Yeah, I reckon. Get him moving more.
So how do I make him move more without
make him forage for his veg in a bigger space. So maybe make him walk the hallway or something for his piece of lettuce.
Yeah, that's the thing. At the moment, he's not moving. He's just sitting. And you put food away from him and he just goes, no.
Yeah.
So what about the babies? I'll keep them separated from him with the divider.
Yeah.
Because he really likes to popcorn with them. And then I notice that he's in a lot of pain after. Maybe we'll just get this a bit under control first and then we'll see.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, well, right. So I'll just do the food and make him move more for the food, and maybe just cut the veggies down. Less veggies.
Yeah. Yep.
Mm. Okay, all right. Is there anything else I could do? Do you know?
It's hard to get them to move when they don't want to. So we have to keep him on oxycam so he's relatively pain-free, so he will be moving.
Mm.
The joint support in the long term, but it takes 1 to 3 months for you to see a positive impact of being on that.
On
and
the
then,
joint support?
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. Wow. Mm. Oh, okay. All right, no worries. Okay, so just processing that all, what I can do. Oh,
yeah.
My goodness, chap. I wonder what he did to himself.
Yeah.
Who knows?
He might just be predisposed to it. We know that, you know, big size body weight on really lean limbs, you know, definitely makes the knees under significant stress. So that could just be the reason.
Okay.
Most of them do get arthritis joints like we do as they age. But, yeah, he may have injured that knee at some point before you got him. I don't know.
Yeah, that's the thing. He used to live outside on a ramp, like up and down, upstairs ramp.
Yeah.
They could have done anything.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. All right. Well, I'll work on keeping him comfortable, the monthly atrophin and vegetables. Well, I'll see how I can get him to move anywhere.
Yeah. I think foraging for the veg is the only way you'll get him to do it.
Yeah. All right, then. I can do that. Because he still gets up. Like, ever since we started the meloxicam, he does get up now and goes and visits the young ones and sneaks between the bars with them. And then he walks away and goes, I'm done, and goes and sits somewhere else.
Yeah,
and sometimes I change his into, like, little enclosures around. I like his tunnels. I move his tunnels around. So then he has to actually physically walk to the tunnel.
Yeah.
Mm. All right. Okay. Good stuff. All right. Well, I might come and get him in an hour or so then.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just going to pop over to Kirkland Park quickly and I'll come and get him. Would that be all right?
That will be fine.
All right, then. Well, I hope you have a nice afternoon. I may run into you.
Is she? Yes, maybe not, but otherwise he's good. I think the hardest part with this will be the ongoing management, whether or not meloxicam is enough, whether or not the cartrafin has any effect, whether or not... foraging is something that he will eventually get up to because we're keeping him comfortable enough.
Yeah.
All of those things.
We'll just have to play it as it comes along now.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, no. Okay, that's all fine. We'll just deal with it, hey?
Yeah. That's the way it is.
Oh, yeah. That's right. All right. Well, at least he's got a good home now.
He'll be fine. Yes. You will keep a most excellent eye on him, and that's exactly what he needs.
Yes. He does love his cuddles, so he can just have more of those.
Yeah.
Mate and weight management with his veg.
he can take that up with management, but that's not likely to change if he wants to keep moving.
Yeah, that's right. We have to keep him moving. Yeah, definitely. All right.
Yeah.
Have a fantastic afternoon.
You too.
And we'll catch up soon.
Yeah, we'll see you then.
That'd be nice. Definitely. Take care of yourself, hey?
See you, mate.
Speak
you
soon.
Too.
Thanks.
Okay,
bye.
Bye.